Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second hour, it is Friday, the 21st of September, 2007. This neocon, he's written editorials and blurbs and is a minion of Rush Limbaugh. He is a fake conservative. He has said I should be arrested for treason. I set him up a few days ago for the show, and I wanted to have him on for a long time, but I got so many other guests coming up. The economy's in so much trouble. I'm not going to spend too much time with him. I'm really just going to let him sit there and speak his mind so you just get an idea who we're dealing with, because there's a lot of these people. I'd say about 10% of the country. Literally think open borders is conservative. They think world government's conservative. They think none of it exists. They think tripling the size of the federal government's conservative. They think Bush is good. They think gun control's good. And they think I'm a treasonous traitor. So he's coming up on the show with us. Right now, let me just get into this. We're going to get more into this with Walter Berrien later. One of the big aspects of destroying the dollar is that it allows foreign corporations and the Fortune 100 to come in, because the last couple of years they've positioned themselves into the euro, into other currencies, a basket of currencies, which now on average are worth about 50% more than the dollar. Some are 60%, some are 45%, some are 30% more. Some, like the loonie in Canada, is only 1% more. Now they can come in and buy everything up. And the country 20 years ago passed the line of being more foreign-owned than owned by Americans. Well, now there's almost nothing American. All these companies that got no-bid contracts because they're American, like Halliburton and the rest of it, have moved to Dubai. They've moved to Saudi Arabia. It's gone. Most of the movie theater changed. Hollywood is owned by the Arabs and the Israelis for some reason. But the actual financing, I've looked into it, is mainly Saudi and Jordanian and the folks from Dubai and Qatar and a few other places. And then British, of course. And what was left was defense industries and stock markets. And I knew the Arabs owned the majority of some stock markets, but I was reading the Financial Times of London and learned that the majority of world stock markets are now owned by the Arabs. That is the, but as if it wasn't enough that two Middle Eastern countries own 49% of the London Stock Exchange, now they're about to bid and own the majority, and that's just two countries. If you add them all together, the Arabs own it almost outright, 70-plus percent. And same thing with Dow Jones, because Arabs own Fox. You see, you didn't know that, did you? You didn't know that Arabs... See, Murdoch's only got a minority stock now. But the way the agreements were set, he still has board control. But Saudis own more than he does. But there's one Saudi with 14% last year. So the point is they just own everything. I mean, they control the whole deal. Now it's defense stocks, though. And they're going to destroy their neighbors. I mean, you think Israel hates the Iranians? Oh, nothing like the Wahhabiist Saudis. They hate those Shiites so much. Al-Qaeda's based in Saudi. Bush announced 3 months ago that he's using Al-Qaeda to attack Iran, but then on the news they say Iran's behind Al-Qaeda. I mean, you couldn't make that stuff up. No movie could be that ridiculous. No one would believe it. No book could be that crazy. No fiction. So crude oil went above 84. Gold went to 735. It's going up right now. I mean, I've got a stack of news here. LSE, fresh bidding war. 50% of London Stock Exchange is now in the hands of two rival Gulf states battling for the region's leader in the global consolidation of exchanges. Carlyle sells stake to Dubai. The Bin Ladens are already the second biggest shareholders. Man, you couldn't make this stuff up. But it's fire sale. You can basically announce this country's gone. We'll be right back.